Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the podcast production company that's making the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts and a 6th event podcast, but we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. D-U-M-B-D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for listening.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dumb Dumbs and Dice characters and their catchphrases. There are plenty of different designs available, so there is guaranteed to be something you love. To show your love of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, go to redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B. D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. Redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. Get your merchandise today. All art supplied by the brilliant Decapitated Markers.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Kor, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzi. Renegade allowed himself to be captured by the Black Sun because that's what a genius would do. Brash discovers tunnels to get inside the enemy base, and Waka Waka Fonzi ruins any chance for surprise when he launches a golf cart full of corpses and grenades toward the enemy. There, you're caught up. So get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
So Zephyr Stardust was having a pretty normal day. He had been guarding the sort of central control and command center for the Comstar Pegasus for his boss, you know, who is a Vigo in the Black Sun, but ultimately she was pretty nice as Vigos go. And admittedly, you know, they hadn't quite found all of the slicers they'd been sent here to grab just yet. You know, the good news coming out of all of this was that he wasn't on the team that fucked up. So that's fine. He was on team guard the front door duty, and that was going just fine. He was actually kind of thinking his way through, like, what he might do in the rec center later. He thought he saw that famous rich person game bowling that he might want to try. Wait a second. And as he sees a cart full of waving people come shooting out of the rec center, Zephyr just thinks, well, that's odd. Maybe I'll try that. And then the grenades went off. And Zephyr's face was blown from his skull. And his day became markedly worse.
Mm-hmm. And how do you spell Zephyr?
Zephyr. And then Stardust as in Ziggy.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. He's dead now.
I'll just cross this out then.
Well, I mean, then his day didn't get that much worse. This is pretty quick. I mean, it was a bad moment. And then the rest of the day just sort of went on without him.
I mean, I guess it depends.
It was worse for his loved ones.
So wait, did the four grenades only take out one person?
Man, Adam, come on, bud. He let you have it to begin with.
My plan was a lot more.
Dude, just brace. Just brace and we're going to get through this.
So basically what happened...
I wanted like a whole bunch of people.
Tom gives you the coolest opening, and you're like, yeah, more though.
So
I, what I like about you, Adam, is if there was a transcript of this show, people would believe you were eight.
So look, as the cart goes out, a bunch of like Zephyr and a few of the guards went to check. So I'll say you killed about five.
All right. So
and what were their names? What? Just so I can write that down.
They're the Stardust family.
The Stardust there's five.
Peggy okay. Stardust.
They were known for their ability to guard doors. That was their big thing.
Okay. And incidentally, they succeeded right up until the death. They did, in fact, guard that door.
The door was unharmed.
Yep.
So ratio of bomb to people then. They worked.
1.25 per grenade.
Yeah. That's
a good K to D ratio. It's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So the door is no longer guarded because they're dead. The Stardust family is dead. That said, you can hear
everyone everywhere running towards the explosion.
Exactly. The good news is, though, that means they aren't anywhere near you yet. They're currently dealing with that. It won't take people long to figure out where the cart came from. But unfortunately, the people who actually saw where it started got blown up. So,
Yeah, I think I'm just going to, like, grab Waka by like the back of the collar and be like, actually, this wasn't a terrible idea, and then just shove him towards where the tunnel is.
Cool. So we smash cut over to Vic. Vic, you've been dragged kind of into, we'll say it was probably, I guess, like the biggest boardroom for the Comstar facility. They've kind of moved the table out of the way, and there's a few slicers who are kind of like bound and gagged with like restraining cuffs. There are several guards watching over them. One of them is tied to a chair and is just getting pummeled by a heavy who's like, "Where are your friends?" And then he just kind of weakly points and he's like, "There's one." And the guards are like, "Okay, that technically counts as useful information, but You should know better." They punches him in the face again. So you're kind of brought in, and the lady overseeing this is just kind of glowering down at this interrogation. Then her eyes kind of dart up to you, and she looks confused. She says, "This one is not like the others. Are you sure he's one of the slicers?" And they ungag you, and the lady with the bionic eyes is like, "Yes, he was very clear about that."
"Yes, I am Renegade, the leader of the Slicers."
The heavy who's like pummeling the guy in the chair, like, looks to the guy in the chair for confirmation. He looks at you vaguely confused, but then back to the thug and like starts nodding vigorously. Yeah. He's like, "Yep, he's there. I told you. I told you I'd help you find him."
You know, in anger management, when the camera zooms in on Jack Nicholson nodding like a maniac, yep. That's what the guy in the chair sees me doing to him.
They're like, "Well, we thought we were going to have to start taking off this one's fingers, but I suppose we can just start with yours."
"That won't be necessary." "I'm prepared to tell you whatever you want to know."
Excellent. Do you have the codes to Agrippa the Blue?
"Yes."
"What are they?"
Bring me a computer."
They wheel you in a computer.
"All right." And I say, "This isn't like my computer. This is a weird computer." Like, "So do you have any other computers?"
"It's a weird computer."
We cut back to the tunnel. Fonzie and Brash, you're making your way kind of through this tight tunnel. So these are pretty tight confines, but there are just the two of you, so that's good. What do you think you guys talk about as you make your way through this small tunnel?
I'm keeping an eye out for more golf carts that I could possibly find.
This is just as wide as us. There's no cart.
Well, carts as wide
we
as we
can't
are.
Even walk side by side in this tunnel.
And this is what we're talking about, I feel. This is
like, I don't. There's no cart. It's we're side.
I'm saying, if you stand in front of a cart, it's as wide as a person. So why can't we have a cart?
If that's true, how did you fit four people on one cart? Because it was as wide as a person?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, it's a two-seater, so
So you put two people per seat. Those seats are side by side. They don't sell golf carts that are like one person in the front, one in the back.
I know.
I'm Faulkner, and we use those. We have very long bowling alleys, so you have to take a bowling cart. Same principle.
I did two and two. I did it where like one's the driver, one's the passenger, and then I had two in the back.
Okay, this is not normally where I'd want to go with this, but you said at one point you had 12 people. I just want to walk through the logistics.
Well, I mean, yeah, I had hoped there would have been more people behind the door, but I just got that. I just got those five people, but...
Not the answer to my question, but still also fact.
I'll be honest, it kind of got away from me. I wanted to wheel it somewhere, but then it just drove, so that's my bad. Maybe if we find another golf cart, I can do my plan a little better, so maybe we should be looking for a golf cart right now.
And he like tries to turn around to go back for a golf cart. I'm like, no, we're going to go in, and then it's all going to work out. Because here's the thing, do you have any more of your grenades?
No, I only had four.
What
great.
It's amazing that Adam would limit himself in this way. It's amazing that we found Adam's limit in this episode. Only four grenades. Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know what
he
we always
respects the fiction?
The spiritual limit of the universe is always if Brash wants something, it's a no.
Either character. There shall be no plan. He will have whatever tools he.
Brash is like, great, of course. Why would we ever want to save one for when we're inside the facility?
Well, maybe the guys that we blew up at grenades.
Just keep walking. Okay. Just keep walking.
So we smash cut back to Vic. They've now brought you three separate computers. Okay. And they're starting to get a little suspicious because they're like, wait, aren't you supposed to be a master slicer, like a master hacker?
I just have a question. Timeline-wise, has the explosion gone off at this point, or is this catching me up?
Oh, that's a good point. This is... I'm cross-cutting between you right now, so I'm going to say this is now... The explosion goes off as they bring you the third computer.
And are we all...
Now you're all time-synced.
We're all time-synced, and do we hear the explosion? Is it too far away? Or?
Yeah, you can hear kind of like an explosion outside, and a couple of the guards rush the doors, but the interrogation is still going on.
Okay. With the explosion going off,
yep.
I infer that that is the signal. And so... They bring me my third computer, and I just laugh. You fools. I'm not. My name is not Renegade.
You don't say.
I'm Vic Denbar, and I came here to chew bubblegum and stall for time. And I'm all...
She punches you in the stomach.
And I'm like, my eyes, I'm like looking around like, where I'm going to throw up.
So, Vic Denbar, are you not, you're not one of the slicers. You don't have any of the information we need.
All for time.
They break a laptop over your head.
Ow. Why are you hitting me?
Go ahead and take, let's say, 4 points of harm.
Okay. So soak, does that remove two?
Yes. From
the, okay. And does my soak value stay the same?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Soak value is just like, in general, your armor, your ability to withstand stuff. So you'll take two wounds, I guess. Then.
Okay.
Yep. So. As she does that, she like smashes the laptop over your head, and then the guy standing next to her just falls over, and he's kind of like grabbing at a dagger that's in his throat. And as you sort of see the kind of split mirror image, like a knife is tossed to you, and he's just like, more of them than I thought. The Sterling starts shooting. So basically, like. Small combat room, you have a knife.
You've and just I'm been handcuffed. Punched.
And, yeah. and you just had a laptop cracked over your head. What do you do?
I spit out a shift key. And I climb to my feet. And I hold the knife out in front of me. I just start screaming.
the guy who was roughing up the guy on the chair turns to you and has his kind of like massive meaty fists up. And he's like, I always wanted to be called Renegade. Only one of us can be Renegade.
You can be Renegade. You can be Renegade.
and he rushes at you. So because you're ready with your knife up, I'm going to say you get a free hit on this guy. Can you roll me a a melee check, please. So that is brawl plus melee.
Brawn plus melee?
Oh,
plus
yes.
Melee?
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. So it's just two green for me.
I'm going to say this is one purple because he is rushing directly at you. Yep. So it's less about hitting him and more about just not failing to...
Yeah, I am not attempting to strike him. My nope. muscles have just yeah, locked yeah, in place. Yep. Yeah. And I'm still screaming. that's... It's a net zero. I had one threat and one advantage, and they cancel each other out. Cool. And one blank die.
So he just steps around the knife that you haven't bothered to move.
I run away. That's what it is. He's chasing me around the room. So neither one of us hits the other, but we are now in chase.
There's
just enough shit in the room for me to like be.
Yeah, you're like jumping over hackers.
Yeah.
The Star Wars Cantina version of the Benny Hill theme is playing. Yeah. Like, yeah, great. all right. And Sterling just continues to open fire. Smash cut back to the basement of the facility. Waka and Vic, you step out into what seems to be kind of like a basement loading dock, and it is full of golf carts.
Yes. Part B of my plan can now come into commencement.
But also, like, other stuff. There's a stairwell leading up. There's, like, crates and that sort of thing. It seems like this is...
Do we hear, like, a gun... I imagine we're hearing
the gunfight. It's a couple floors up, because, again, it's a big facility, but you can definitely hear shouts.
What's in these crates?
There's all sorts of... looks like the comm equipment to, like, repair the dish.
Also, like, no weapons?
No.
Waka, you said you wanted to kill the most people, and Sterling's got a head start. So what I think it's time we get into the game.
And I spin both my pistols up, and I'm like, first one up the stairs gets to kill the first person.
All right. And then, is there an elevator?
Yeah. Yes, sure.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's stairs and an elevator. You can pick which one you want.
Okay, so why don't you take the stairs, and then I kind of take two golf... you take two golf carts, and I'll take two golf... Sorry. I'll take two golf carts, and I kind of straddle in between them. So I'm driving two golf carts.
Oh, fuck it. We're both doing this.
And I like, come down the stairs, and I get into the second golf cart, good. And I've got my guns, and I'm all ready. Right.
So then we drive onto the elevator, and I push the buttons to go up to the top floor.
You're so lucky it's a cargo elevator.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going up to the dish.
To where all the gunfight is. So yep. It's like...
Jesus Christ. Okay, so the elevator goes up. Tyler, what's the song that's playing in the elevator? It's an action movie sequence, so like clearly the elevator has to have something disfluent to...
Yeah. I'm thinking what kind of John Woo thing would there be?
Or it's the comedy break where like you got shitty canned music in the elevator that's tonally wrong. You got options.
I think it's Bittersweet Symphony. Like we get those strings.
Like the Muzak version or like the real version?
The real version, yeah, because it lends itself to waiting in an elevator anyway, and then also running away from a man in slow motion while I'm uselessly hold a knife.
I'm realizing as I ride the elevator how shitty a choice this was. So like I'm getting low in the cart to try to put the engine between me and the door when it opens, both guns out.
I'm sitting straight as can be, and I have my fork gun out, and I'm just like ready just to like joust.
All right, so the door dings. It opens onto like a floor where there's gunfire. At this point, the battle's spilt out of the boardroom. Like Sterling is kind of flashing in and out of vision, shooting at these guys. There are three guards in the hallway that you can see, all of whom are like shooting at Vic, who's running in circles, and Sterling, who keeps cutting in and out of sight. As they hear the elevator ding. They turn, and they're like, "What's with all the golf carts?" And one of them raises his rifle.
I open fire the moment. Yeah, they see us. I'm just shooting.
I jump off my golf cart, but I aim it.
Why'd you bring it?
Because I aim it at the guards. So it's like,
oh, I see. It's driving.
Yeah. Okay. So
I thought you just get out. I'm like,
slowly. I slowly.
Well, that was fun.
Slowly stop, park, put on the brake. So I like I like floor it, so there's still momentum. So I send that flying at him, and that kind of acts as like a shield. And then I kind of like do a cool action, like duck and roll, and then I take aim at my fork gun at. You said there's three?
Three, yep.
So I like the middle guy.
Sure. So Ryan, yours is going to go off first, of course, because you're actually shooting. so go ahead and roll. He's at mid distance, so two purple.
Great.
I will give you one boost for being ready and being prepped. And we have that one extra boost coming forward from Tyler from last session for...
this is the...
for messing with them.
That's where the payoff is. Yeah.
It's like, he's not alone. He brought golf carts. We thought he was the leader of the slicers.
Hello, everyone. This is Tyler Hewitt, just coming at you with a little special offer for you. You know, if you're a fan of what we're doing here on the show, then we have, to borrow a phrase from Jerry Holkins, a patron-oriented experience tailored just for you. If you go to
patreon.com/dumbdumbdice,
you can sign up and get a bunch of special features that we're not really going to make available to anyone else, so do that. Now. Well, not right now, but, you know.
Okay, so I have one success and two advantage.
Okie dokie. So, and you're firing with your...
My two pistols, but they...
Blast pistols?
Yeah, which yeah. counts as a heavy blast pistol.
Heavy blast pistol.
For rules purposes, for
yes,
flavor, it's cool.
I was looking that up. Cool. All right, so two advantage. You can't trigger your crit. You need three. But you had two advantage, you said?
Two advantage, yeah.
Okay, so let's say... Shit, I'm sorry. How many successes?
One success, two advantage.
Okay, so the success isn't enough to beat his threshold. However...
I was going to say, if it's just kinetic hits, can I shoot him into the path of the golf cart?
Well, I was going to say, that's what I kind of think the advantage
yeah.
looks like. So how do we want to do this?
You're still on your golf cart.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine's a missile. It's just flying towards somebody.
Can advantage on one roll affect the stats for another roll? Like lowering the guy's threshold to get hit and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. I just wasn't sure if that worked as a mechanic.
And actually, does that hit? It's been a while since we've had to roll combat. Normally, you just, you know, grenade people or a magic ninja stabs them. So
make them want to have sex with me. Those yeah, are
let
my
me,
usual tactics.
Just let me confirm that that is how this works, and then we'll carry on.
Great.
Okay, so I'm an idiot. And we just haven't shot anything in a while. So I forgot, but yes, that actually does hit. So you rolled more successes than failures. So... you hit, so you will deal your damage of, it's a heavy blaster pistol, so that's seven. So his armor takes a soak of two of that, but he still takes 5 points of damage, which has him kind of like stagger and kind of like gasp, and we'll use your 2 points of advantage to kind of like... gently nudge the two dudes into the way of the cart.
Yeah, he gets shot and he bumps into them, so they're all cart great. Ready.
So time slows, you know, everything kind of grays out, the cart is riding. Adam, I'm going to get you to roll me a, probably like a driving check or a pilot check.
Oh, jeez.
Let's see.
There's piloting planetary, it's a thing.
I'm on a planet.
Yep, that is planet, yep, that's...
So I got one.
Yep, cool. So that's that and your agility. So we're going to count this both as like aiming the cart and also your ability to leap off the cart.
Okay, so two agility, that means it's a
yellow and a green.
One yellow, one green. Okay. I'm going to give you three purple because what you're trying to do is very hard.
Okay.
And then I'm going to spend a point of destiny to upgrade one of those purple to a red. That said, I will give you a boost dice for... I'll give you two boost dice for Ryan's... For Brash's, like, corralling.
Okay. What can I do with my Gronk ring?
It gives you plus one to any skill check where you say only the word Gronk. Okay. All Gronk-related skill checks.
So if I jump off this cart and say Gronk... I can get a boost?
No.
I was going to say, here's the deal. You jump off, you yell the word Gronk, it actually looks cool. I'll spend a destiny point to balance out.
God damn it. All right, so upgrade one of your...
Make that green and yellow, baby.
Yep. Yeah.
Should have laid your hand on the horn. Gronk, gronk.
Do you know what?
Even though there's no horn, I have to say gronk, gronk.
No, I do. And mine has a horn. But it's a terrible one where it goes gronk, 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 gronk. And then they get hit by a cart.
All right. Okay. Hey, I got one of these. I got a triumph.
Oh, shit.
There's a lot on all of those dice,
though.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is... Hold on. So I got...
So the advantages are gone, because there's three threat and three advantage. You have two failures, and you have two success. You're left with...
Just a triumph.
Sounds yes. pretty triumphant
it is
to me.
A triumph.
Oh, man. These three guys always knew they would die serving the Black Sun. They did not expect to die at the hands of a golf cart. And it makes that hilarious, like, bowling pin noise that always happens in movies. And yeah, just like one of them gets crushed and just sandwiched against a wall and basically pops like a grape. The guy who was wounded just gets like clipped by the mirror, but that's enough to drop him. And the other guy just falls under the tires and you're like, thum, 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 thum.
And I kiss my Gronk ring. It's like, that was for you, buddy.
And then it doesn't do anything in effective game terms, but for no reason whatsoever, the golf cart explodes. Just the one in the distance is just like, boom. It's like The Simpsons when a cereal catches fire. Like, it doesn't make sense. But.
It slowly tips, and then as it like gently falls over, it just bursts into flames.
Yeah.
Yeah, the safety rating on these things is shit.
Because they can kill people so easily, yeah.
Okay, so Vic, you see the explosion... of the golf cart. You have no idea what that means because you haven't been present for any of Fonzie's newfound golf love. What are you continuing to run? You're trying to run out into the hall. What are you doing?
The guy that was chasing me, was he one of the three guys?
No,
because he's still chasing
me. Yes, he is still chasing you. Okay. There's still the Vigo and Bionic Eyes and GG21 or whatever the fuck his initials are.
Okay.
22.
In the room. 22.
GG22, yeah.
Yep.
I will run out of the room, like to escape, right? I can't just keep running around in the room. So yeah, I'll leave the room and I'll say, save me, GG22. We're friends. I never lied to you.
That is true, but you must die. So go ahead and roll me. I'm trying to find what like a cowering check would be.
Skullduggery, maybe?
Maybe. It's just like cowardice. Where's the cowardice check?
Survival, linked with cunning.
Actually, sure. Yeah, that's a good call. So, survival, please.
Okay, so that's three greens.
Take two purple, please.
Okay.
And he's going to roll an opposed check to try and hurt you.
Okay. One success and four advantage. The purple dice both came up blank.
He has two advantage, so that doesn't in any way beat your stuff. I will say that just lets him keep running. Okay, so what do you want to try and do? You're like trying to bring him into the line of fire from GG22 or from your friends in the hallway?
Sure, yeah. Vic is trying to run away.
Great, so you start running towards the elevator. I'm going to say, because of how you rolled... you see Brash sitting there with like his pistols at the ready and Fonzie with the rifle. You throw yourself to the ground. I'll let you two gents go ahead and roll me attacks.
Cool.
Actually, let's say Fonzie does it because he hasn't fired yet.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
okay. So yeah. What am I doing? I'm doing...
So you're using your fork gun, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
So that is ranged...
There's like three things in here. There's like heavy, melee, and sniper. So
but I think it's we're talking skills up here. He's got ranged heavy, so it's the heavy one.
Yeah, so ranged heavy. So go ahead with that. So that'll be ranged heavy plus
agility.
Yep.
Okay, so I got two heavy.
And you got two agility.
So boop. Okay.
We're gonna say it's at medium distance, so two purple.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one boost for Vic clearly kind of like helping to line him up. And this is full on like slow motion, him running, like shit exploding around you.
Cart's tipping
like
him
leaping
fire.
Through the fire of the cart with this just massive guy with his fists chasing after him, yelling like Donkey Kong.
All right. I got two successes. I think I end up with a...
You have one success and one threat.
One success, one threat.
That's the net.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, so... you hit him, so you do your damage. You're using a... what is the damage on the...
Fork gun for heavy is 7.
7? Okay.
Oh, but blaster rifle has 9.
Yeah, well, too bad you shot with the fork gun, eh?
You should love that fork gun.
I like my fork gun.
Love that Joker. all right, so he's just, like, running at you with his, like, Ralph arms in the air. And as you yell, help me, GG22, and throw yourself to the ground, a bolt just flies over your head and caps him in the forehead. And his entire body bursts into ash. You turn around to see your opponent gone.
And I'm sweaty and panting. And for a second, I regain my composure and I say, renegade.
So I think with kind of the three of you now grouped back up and, Sterling continuing to draw people in the room, as well as the slicers, like helping one and where they can, you're able to actually kind of round this up pretty quickly. You capture the remaining Black Sun folks that are in here. Now, I'm not saying like you resolve the entire dome, but in terms of like this small boardroom.
Yeah, we get that moment where I like hammer forward in the cart and then park and I hit the horn. It goes, bah, 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 gronk, 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 gronk. And I'm like, hackers, it's time to get the hell off this rock.
All right, so what is your plan for escaping this building?
So I'm thinking we go back to the basement, and then we just take a tunnel to the rec center, and we book it through the mine. Objections?
We should take some golf carts with us.
They're waiting right outside the mine.
All right.
Can you slicers do any damage with these, and I provide them the two remaining...
Weird computers.
Computers.
So one of them sort of pulls like a cable kind of like out from the side of his head and just like jacks in. He's like got that weird Lobot like back of his head cybernetic.
Like a balding thing. Cyborg.
Yeah, exactly.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So he plugs in and starts kind of running some subroutines. And the other one says, we'll say the other one is a... Bothan, so just like a furry motherfucker. He goes, yes, these will be very helpful. We will send a message to our remaining friends in the mines. We'll tell them where to meet us. Also, who are you people? Why are you here?
I'm a renegade, and this is my crew. We're here to liberate you.
That is awesome. I like you guys a lot. Is he for real?
He is not named Renegade, but we are here to get you out of here. Maybe we'll talk about trading favors afterwards. Maybe there's something you could do for us.
And
something Sterling's for our like, friend Sterling.
And we, oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
yeah
you.
Don't worry about it.
Right. And something for my friend Brash.
Yeah, so, you know, but first of all, let's just get the hell out
of
here.
I agree. The fuck out of here is where we should go. So as the hacker starts to like communicate, he sends a message to basically get the people who are in the mines to meet you kind of at the edge of the facility where you parked. All of you kind of hop in the cart, drive back to the elevator. Elevator goes back down.
So see, just before we leave, though, because we've got the Vigo captive, right? So I walk over to her and I'm like, listen, you've killed a lot of people. You've done terrible things. So normally most people would tell me to just shoot you. But you know what?
I think I'd like to just hang on to a favor, maybe. So we're going to leave you. Now, let's not hold a grudge. Let's remember, we're doing a favor. Everybody here's friends.
Right. Well, we'll remember that we owe the great renegade a favor.
Yeah. Net gain, I guess.
You pile into the car.
As you said, down the elevator.
Yeah, down the elevator. Back to the Jeffrey's tubes, climb through the tubes. All of you kind of sneaking through the tubes. Vic, this is your first time going back this way. Are you still leading the way as a renegade?
if you guys would let me at this point. I'm definitely like a little whipped by the whole ordeal. I'm still handcuffed and clutching a knife.
I think I would lead the way simply because he doesn't know where we're going.
Good, good, good. Yeah, okay.
That's fine. And then I won't like protest. I'm just kind of like, let's go.
We'll say that Sterling's bringing up the rear, just kind of with both pistols like kind of aimed behind you. Every so often, one guy pokes his head around and he takes some pot shots to keep them away. You get the sense that you're being pursued not by the Vigo's people, but by some of the other guys from outside. You make your way back through. You kind of like jam the door. You make it back into the mines. There are a number of slicers there. It seems like probably like a 6-person crew. So you had the 3 that were up there. There's right. 3 more.
And we've established we could fit 12 people a cart if you really work together. Yeah. So
and we all have golf carts, right?
That's what I mean. We'll take all 3 carts. Will hold 45 of us.
Oh, sure.
The mine is just rife with carts. It's carts for days.
Sweet.
Turns out it was a cart mine this whole time.
Not 4 guns. I fooled you with that
one. Yeah.
So you make your way back to the ship. By this point, you can see like Black Sun members are like scrambling for their ships as well. Shatterstar opens the sort of side door. She's like, okay, come on. Here's the problem, though. You have 2 EVA suits and 1 Fonzie and now 6 slicers. Sterling's fine because he's got his mask. How do you want to try and get these slicers into the ship?
Okay, I can give my helmet to one at a time. This is like, you know, you ever hear that riddle where there's like
with the fox, it's and like the hen and the bread?
There's like fox, lettuce.
I don't think
rabbit.
These hackers are gonna eat each other.
Okay, before we even start, here's the deal. I'm gonna go outside and fly the ship a lot closer. I feel like we can open with that. Like
sure. So basically you just we'll say the like Shatterstar just shifts the ship a bit closer and you toss like close enough to be able to toss the helmet back and forth, and then one by one, very elegant solution. They all run in. You can tell though that like the guy with the robot cybernetics is real loath to take this helmet off. When he finally does, he says, "Yes, I am the one who hacked into your helmet. I like your helmet a lot.
I also like my helmet. Now give me my helmet.
It is very nice. I hope one day I can have one like it. Yours is very cool. Here you are.
Well, you'll have to take it like how I did.
How did you get your helmet?
And I get this flashback in my head. And there's like, I'm in like a battle zone. And there's just like a Mandalorian kind of propped up against like some like rubble or something. And he's like bleeding out. And I hear a voice, but it's coming from me. And I'm like, I like your helmet. Give it to me. And, and he's like over my dead body. I'm like, that can be arranged. And then I like, and I shoot him, and then I kind of flash back and like, I don't really remember how I got it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I can just find one on space eBay.
Oh, okay.
So everyone piles onto the ship.
I bring the EVA suit that Vic just left on the ground when he stripped for no reason, so that you have it in future.
I had a great reason to strip. I looked amazing for this entire mission.
This is not a covered.
Enough. I just go get on the fucking boat.
So you all pile on. Here's a question. So you can see there's people scrambling for their ships and stuff inside the dome. Is there anything you want to do on your way out to try and prevent them from following you?
So we still have the golf carts there, right?
Oh, can we just fire and blow the inner door off the mine? Because all the atmosphere will just vent out of the mine into our side of the moon because it's an open shot through.
Mm?
I got an idea. Fonzie, shoot that fucking door.
All right. So then I jump into the gun thing and I just like unload on the doors.
Great. So as you blast the doors, each time something punches through, like they're heavy enough doors, but as the doors gradually break and give hold, suddenly there's just a rush of vacuum, and it's not immediate. Like it's not like the entire place depressurizes, but it's on the way. And suddenly there's less of like, we got to get these guys, and more oh shit, get on the ships. But then they still have to like awkwardly open the airlocks and do all this shit. So you feel like you've bought yourself a little bit of time. Is there anything you blast over the radio on your way out?
You've been brashed.
Renegade.
And then you punch the button and jump to hyperspace. Having successfully saved the slicers, made a new friend, and learned the value
of golf carts.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler underscore Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at Adam McNamara 13 on Twitter, and our fantastic game master Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dum Dums and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. That's D-U-M-B-D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Manicola, Long Long, The Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.